Welcome to Her Voice, created by Ms. Shamia Miller and myself, Shonda Seeley. I'm your host today on the Fuse Box. Again, my special guest today is Ms. Renee Jennings.
What's up, y'all?
And Ms. D. Neal.
Hey!
What's up, my sister?
Hey.
How y'all doing? What's going on, Shonda?
Not too much. Want to let our listeners of Her Voice know our topics today we're discussing is attitude, professionalism, and the black business. I want y'all opinions on this. Attitudes in the black business, you know, restaurants, when you go in. Why is it that where we go and we work, our attitude have to be different, and then we want to blame everything on the white man when majority of it truly is our attitude? Like, we have attitude problems. And if you're not a people person, don't work with the pup.
When I walk into a restaurant and we got Kim as the hostess, and I say Kim, and Kim is popping that gum
and rolling her eyes and saying,
I'm saying, how many in your party? It's not a good look.
Okay. And then if I can go next door and let's say Chrissy will say, hi, how are you? How many in your party?
Welcome to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then you wonder why you don't get that job, though.
At all. Exactly. Talking about, I saw a brother yesterday, and I asked him the time I saw him before this time, I said, you know, so where you working? Because he's bragging to me about, you know, how he got married. And mind you, he has like 4 kids. Oh, no, I'm not working anywhere right now. I told him, I said, every time you see me, you better duck because I'm going to be up on you. Be a man. Don't holler Muslim and don't be a man. So anyway, I saw him yesterday. Said, where you working? Well, you know, I've been filling out applications. I said, okay. I said, well, you know, when you go on your job interviews, what you wearing? Well, you know, I'm throwing a button down, you know, some nice clean jeans and some sneakers. I said, what you want to get paid?
Thank you. Part of the game is that.
Yeah, that's true.
And he don't know. But then it's the white man's fault if he's not getting hired. I said, brother, let me tell you something. I don't care what you got to do, where you got to go. Even if you got to go to Walmart, next time I see you, you better have a shirt, a tie, some dress legs, and some dress shoes. Get it done. You're not getting a job like that.
And the part of the reason is because, you know, and I hate to say this, but our people want stuff and don't want to work for it.
Exactly.
Please say that one more time, Renee.
You
please
want stuff, but you're not willing to work for it.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to hand you anything. So just because you're cute and just because you can rap and you can sing, you can't walk up into somebody's office like, I'm all that. I'm running this. You're not running this. You're not a CEO of a company.
The slave mentality.
That's exactly what it is.
Stop popping the gum in the interview. Stop saying, yo, I'm here to see such and such. Leave the slang language at home.
That's for us.
Really?
Exactly.
Seriously.
And it's not us. And it's all because, okay, we think we are owed something, which we are, but it's not going to happen. Yes, we were slaves, and we do understand this. But guess what? You got to master the game before you change it. Stop being mad at the white people, because while you being mad and you staying out in the streets, you
still
feed them a little bit too much.
They're still on the come up. And see, please, people, don't misunderstand that. Sisters, we going against y'all. Brothers, it ain't about that, because don't get me wrong. I can be ghetto country when it calls to be. But it's
exactly
the time and the place.
It's here to uplift.
Exactly.
And guess what? We pats on the back come in all different forms, shapes, and sizes. Sometimes we got to pat you a little bit harder. Everything is not going to be, oh, boo, you doing so good, and kudos to you. Because sometimes that kudo may come in the form of, guess what, get it together.
Exactly. About uplifting, because everybody says, oh, we need to empower, we need to stick together. But I can't support my black business if I walk in there and try to get good customer service and the people working there giving me attitude like,
exactly,
I don't know they don't.
Or overcharging.
Exactly. And when you are going into a black business and when you're dealing with your black people, when you patronizing them, stop asking for the hookup. Because they are not in the business to give a hookup. You will not walk into Macy's. You will not walk into Bloomingdale, any white establishment, even down to Kmart or Walmart, and say, can I get the hookup? Let me get a discount.
Yeah, right.
Don't do that to your own people.
See, you know it's always going to be one. I bet you on Judgment Day, see somebody in the line, oh, my God.
And you know that.
Saying,
and you
yeah,
know that.
I'm saying, yo, I'm saying, right? This all
and
I
you
got.
Know that.
God, I know I was a sinner, can I get a hookup?
Yeah, always want something. And please let me say this. This is why I have on my space. No breaking bread, keep it pushing. Because me, doing the director of radio. I've been in distribution companies, and you hear rappers, I will not call no names, quick to say, but I'm platinum status. Ma, hook me up. You do radio. Okay, what make you think a DJ, let alone a program director or the music director, going to pull like a Jay-Z, a T.I., Chris Brown, anybody hot right now to play you, because what, you platinum in the hood, which don't get me wrong. Do your thing and how you make your money, but you got to grind. Your attitude going to get you far. That's the key. Instead of we always thinking somebody owe us something. So I don't want anybody thinking it's about us letting y'all know. The attitude thing, we need to lower that a little bit.
Exactly. And when I was speaking before about corporate America before we started the show. Corporate America, believe it or not, get off the racism. It is about a number before it is about a color. I have seen white executives get walked out. I myself have gotten a position over a white girl who told me in the situation, she asked me, was I going to apply for the position? I was going to, but I told her, no, I don't want everybody in my business. This, had the nerve to say to me, well, you know, don't not apply on account of me.
Are you serious? Wow.
And when I got that position and she didn't, I said,
I would have been like,
and I was not a token because my office was filled with black people, okay?
That's right.
But it's how I counter myself. And up in corporate America, you know, yes, we say don't have the attitude, but then again, you don't have to be Uncle Tom and you don't have to kiss behind to get ahead either. There is a way to get your
point
across and to raise sand professionally. When you on top of your game and you come in the right way, they cannot combat you. Because guess what? Just a little secret. Number one, employers do have a sales pitch to get you in the door. Number two, they are more at your mercy than you are at theirs. Because if they don't have quality people working for them, they got to answer to their boss when they don't have the numbers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Handle your business, and your business will handle you.
Exactly.
Etiquette that you have to follow. Stop answering these phones if you ain't chewing. I don't know how many phone calls I get with people chewing in my ear. It's not professional.
Hold on. They not here right now. You want their voicemail?
What you said again?
They not here right now. You want their voicemail?
Who you calling for?
So please, I don't want y'all to think we hating anything and coming down. We love y'all, my people. Don't get it twisted.
No,
this
no,
is why we putting y'all up on game.
We love you enough to
please believe.
To bring it to you real and to keep it on point so that way you can advance. Because people that don't love you are not going to be real with you. They're not going to
put
it out. Exactly. And corporate America, number one, be on top of your game with your image. Number two, don't be all up in the office telling everybody your business, because that will get you out of a promotion.
And artist development, I said this on the last show, please hear me. Artist development, independent artists coming in, please, artist development. And then the young sisters, please let me speak to y'all for a second. My sisters, 16, 17, 18, 19, let me say under 21. When you're working at Burger King or McDonald's, whatever, some of you guys are getting jobs in department stores. When you coming in late talking about booty, 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 booty. Before you even walk in the door not speaking, and you have people in lines waiting to be serviced, and you coming in with earphones on your head, and then if somebody want to speak to you or ask for your manager, you mad with attitude because you came in foul.
Exactly. In the checkout line, don't give people your attitudes, because as Renee said, you never know who you are encountering.
Have no idea.
Never
have
know.
No idea.
Set your sights high.
That's me, supervisor, all that.
I worked with a sister, and this is on the good side of things. She didn't know who she was dealing with, but she had a client. She was so professional, even though the client did, it was a conflict of interest, and the client wasn't very ethical with it. That client was a CEO of some company and offered her money to come work for him in a sweeter position, better benefits, double the pay, and she could work from home.
See, when you positive things come back to you. But if you come in with a nasty, negative attitude, you're going to get back what you put out. If you come out negative, that's what you're going to get back. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Do you want somebody answering your phone or coming up to you, can I help you chewing off smacking? I don't know if I want to eat there.
She's scratching the top of her head while she's taking my order.
Exactly. She's just like, never mind. And there are plenty of resources on that internet that you use for dating and going on Black Voices and chatting that will teach you exactly. And that's another thing. Get your behind off the internet, because guess what? You may go into a job interview and be sitting in front of somebody who viewed your booty on the internet and you will not get it.
That is so true. So please, no, attitude, professionalism, you guys, come on. We got to do better than what we're doing. And like I said, the topic we chose to speak to you guys, you know, about is to really uplift you guys and help you. And don't get me wrong, because this sometimes when you take me there, I'll go there with you.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the best.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking on Black businesses again, number two, alongside with the attitude, get a business plan. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to open this business up, and then in a year or two when it fails, you blaming it on everybody else. If you do not have a business plan to work off of, your business will not succeed. And number two, work. Just because you own the business and you are boss does not mean you do not have to work. When you're starting out in your business, you should be your only employee, if not another person.
And number three, to be back on to what you said also, before any of that, have some goals and directions. I don't know how many guys I meet on the street that's like, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I be chilling. You chill. You chill for 8 hours a day. Like,
yeah, true.
I had a guy friend get mad at me because, okay, it was a little bit too much of me being able to get in contact with him during the day and knowing that I have conversations with him at night. So, you know, we were texting back and forth one day, and I just said, you know, what are you doing home? He says, minding my business. I text him back. I said, slacker. He stopped speaking to me for about 2 weeks. That's so unattractive. And if you got a woman who is okay with being able to reach you any time of day, knowing you ain't got no job, she is so not for you. Watch out for her. She might creep your pockets. She might do your boys. She might be one of them, I can dress her up but can't take her out. We have to do better.
Yeah, we do. So please.
Oh, it's hard to find a job. I came from Washington, D.C. to New York in 99. I've been here ever since. I don't have a drop of family in New York, and I've had some of the best jobs ever. You can't tell me it can't be done.
But see, your attitude gets you along. It gets you further. When you have the right attitude and the pot, it'll get you further than a negative attitude was, because you have a lot of artists breaking in, and not just artists. That say, I don't understand why I'm not signed. I don't understand why people don't get me. Okay, reinvent yourself. Because you have some rappers pushing the same album they've been having for 15 years. They just switch up certain lyrics and different things. It's like, okay.
If you're coming out with an album and you sound just like Jay-Z, but you're not Jay-Z, why is somebody going to sign you? We have Jay-Z already.
Exactly.
It's creative, and it needs to be something different about you as an artist. Also, pay attention to your bio. Write something significant that stands out and says something
exactly
about you.
Not just, I got shot 5 times and I'm still living.
Right.
Then it's you, boo.
Every other word. That's not impressive to me.
It's not. It's not at all. That's why we're saying attitude, people, professionalism. You really have to, you have to get it together. Seriously. You really, really do. Because I don't understand that aspect of them thinking people don't get them, then you're the problem. Usually, constantly, an old saying my grandmother used to say, if you constantly point the finger, it's 3 more point back at you.
Exactly.
So you have to take responsibility, seriously, for what you do, or maybe why you're not making it. It could be your attitude. You getting that music directors, you mean DJs in the club, hey, spin me, play me, you giving them demo tape, you ain't with BMA, I, ASCAP. You ain't even got it.
You're always complaining. You're hanging around people who not doing nothing. Your company is a reflection of you. And if your company ain't doing nothing, guess what? You probably not either.
Exactly. And not only that, sometimes along the way, you're going to have to make sacrifices. And you're going to have to drop some of the people that you roll with.
That's the key.
But you're not going to. You got to let that dead weight go in order for you to advance forward.
Exactly. That is
very
good
point, Renee. That is so well said. That is so well said. Exactly. That is the key. Man, you guys, we could go on talking about attitude and black business and professionalism, and I hope we didn't offend anybody, but really it is to just put you guys up and tell you what we see. These are our opinions. Our opinions, you know, so please, I hope nobody got offended by it, but that's the topic of her voice.
Real people will feel real voices, and we're definitely real voices.
And that's what
exactly.
We bring it to you.
And you know what? Reality, it hurts sometimes, but it feels good in the long run, guys. We're not going to tell you nothing to hurt you.
And that's real. So any comments, concerns, or questions, please feel free. You can hit us up, myspace.com/her_voice, with any of your comments and concerns. And again, I have to thank my sisters once again for coming through, keeping it real, and holding her voice down. Miss Renee Jennings, thank
yes,
you, my
yes.
sister.
Thank
Ms.
you.
D. Neal, I thank you. And to our engineer, Chili Chill, thanks again for always looking out, holding us down as well. As I have to give a shout-out to Ms. Mary Nichols and Shamia Miller for us creating such an awesome show that we want to bring to you guys weekly. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you continue to do so. Check us
thank
out
you
next
guys.
Week. Thanks, and God bless.